Okay. Okay, so the next slide we have is called the agenda for private prayer.
下一个我们要讨论的是就是对于一个私人的祷告应该要注意什么。
So again, this is sort of like a checklist or an order, a procedure in the way that you do things.
这其实是在教导我们哈做私人的这种祷告的一个流程。
Usually the word agenda applies to meetings and you know, you have the order of business.And when you pray, it's sort of like you're meeting with God.
因为当我们在跟神祷告的时候呢，我们其实好像就跟他开个会一样，应该要有一个会议的议程。
When I first became a believer, actually, I was sort of about the time that I was becoming a believer. I thought I was, and I wasn't. But I had one missionary, and he had taken me under his wing, which means that you know, he was teaching me things from the Bible, and he was like a friend and a tutor for me.
But not from the Baraka Church?
No, no. He was a German missionary from some German organization.
以前呢 King 他有一个传教士在教导他一些事情。
And some of the things he taught made sense, but really there's a lot of things that he missed. He was more charismatic in his approach. He was like one of these Pentecostal charismatics.、Mm. Found a lot of things were quite confusing, actually.
那这位德国的传教士是比较属于灵恩派的。
Yeah, and I'd asked him one time about prayer, and I said, well, how do you pray to God?
然后有一次呢 ,Tim 就问他说哎你如何跟神祷告
?Because I've seen some people when they're praying, and it's very formal, and how the Catholics have their way of prayer, very formal, you have to go through the priest. And then I've seen these prayers in church where people have to stand up and they make their announcements to God.And so I was saying, what is the right way to pray?
那因为那时候呢听他有看到过那些天主教徒他们的祷告方式那也有一些看到一些教会他们祷告是要站起来大声的祷告所以他就问这个德国的传教士说诶到底应该怎么祷告
And he said, well, for me, a prayer to God is like you're talking with your father.
那他说跟神祷告就好像你在跟你的父亲讲话一样。
He said, like, you sit down on the sofa with Dad, and you put your arm around and say, so, Dad, how's it going? And that's literally what he said. He said, no, you got your arm around God's shoulder and saying, hey, Dad, how are you?
But that's his personal experience.
That's his personal, well, I say his experience. That's his attitude. That's what he said. This is the way I think about it.
Right. 那这位传教士他比较有意思的是他就说他跟神的祷告就好像在跟他的父亲一样可以这个搭着他父亲的肩跟他说哎老爹怎么样怎么样所以这是他的祷告模式。
And when I think back on that, I think, well, that's probably been a bit informal, too informal.
那他现在想起来听会觉得，哎，这位传教士的祷告方式是不是有点比较太不正式了点？
We just had the verse Hebrews 4:16. We boldly go before the throne of grace. Remember, we had that before the break.
那我们之前不是讲说那个，我们应该要非常胆大无惧的去跟天父祷告祈求。
But you're going before a throne. That's the God of the universe. And you can't just sort of act how you want to act. There is a protocol.
但是因为你是在跟一个宇宙的主宰这么大的人物祷告他其实还是应该要有一些礼法和次序吧规则吧。
I know that even within royal families around the world today, like Prince Harry and Prince William, I guess, if they want to see the Queen, they would have to make appointments first and they would have to do things in a proper manner. You don't just roll in and say, Hi, Mum, how are you?
Maybe.
No, they don't. We've seen even like in royal documentaries and stuff.
When they were little, they were.
Oh, when they were little, perhaps.
他是说如果就算是现在你想想看你要去跟这个伊丽莎白女皇就是查理王子要去跟伊丽莎白女皇去讲话的话他还是要先预约一个时间然后会有一些程序
Even within royal families there is protocol
就是说对皇家的这个成员来讲他也是有他的一个程序 要注意的
And we have to treat our father with respect.
而且我们要对我们的父亲有一个尊敬。
Now, the first thing you need to note on the agenda, on the list of things you need to like check off, is that you've named your sins to God the Father.
所以呢，我们的这个程序呢，第一件事情是我们应该要先在祷告的开始去跟天父认罪、认错。
And that's, you know, 1 John 1:9.
这就是约翰一书一章九节所说的。
Psalm 66:18 says that if you have sin in your life or sin in your soul, God will not hear your prayer.
那在诗篇的66章18节说的，就当我们是有罪的状态下，我们其实的祷，我们的祷告，神是，天父是听不见的。
So we'll get down to that verse later on, but for now we can just say that you need to make sure you're in fellowship, cleansed of sins before you make your prayer.
所以我们要祷告的一开始一定要先确定我们是洁净的，然后我们是跟神是有关联性的，也就是说圣灵充满的。
Yeah, and if we go back to the example of like people in the royal family, when they go to make a meeting with the king or the queen, they're expected to dress tidily, you know, have a shower, of course, and then they have to dress up in their good clothes.
就像在皇家的成员要去见国王皇后的话，你要先沐浴更衣，然后穿得非常的正式，然后才能进皇宫去见他们。
But you know, for us, God can have nothing to do with sin.
而我们的天父他是不能与罪有任何关系。
Okay. Now the second, once you've named your sins, which we know is a very easy process, it's not difficult at all, then the first thing after that should be thanksgiving.
然后之后呢，当我们已经都跟神认罪了，让我们得到圣洁的圣灵充满之后，我们第一件事情就是要先感谢神的给予。
And obviously there's many, many things you can be thankful for.
太多太多我们可以跟天父感谢的。
Yeah. Some people I know they like to list things down and they even do that sometimes as like an exercise for church groups if they're teaching about prayer or teaching about gratitude. Now they make sure people have got a notebook and you can write down all the things that you are grateful for.
那有些教会他会教导大家如何去跟神做赞美感谢，因为太多事情我们可能忘记这些事情是该向神感谢的，所以教会会有这样的训练。
Yeah, or often families might do this. I know we did it with our children a lot when they were younger. In the morning, we'd say, okay, what are you going to be thankful for? Or what are you thankful for? And we'd go around, and sometimes you'd go around 3 or 4 times talking about the things that you were thankful for.
所以在有一些主日，那儿童主日里面，我们会教导孩子们哈，轮流讲他们应该要跟神感谢的是什么。然后有时候绕2-3圈呢，太就是每一个人都要说自己对神的感谢。
Okay, so that's Ephesians 5:20 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18. They're the reference verses for that.
所以那个以弗所书的5:20，还有这个是帖撒罗尼迦前书的5:18。
And that says, be thankful under all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Jesus Christ.
我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦的前书5:18。
Okay, in everything give thanks. So not just the nice circumstances when things are going good, but even in adversity or when you're being tested.
这边说呢，凡事要谢恩，因为这是在神耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意，而且这种谢恩不是因为好事才谢恩，即使我们在苦难中也一样可以谢恩。
And this is written, the verb here, Eucharisto, is written in the imperative mood. It's not a suggestion, it's a command.
而这是一个命令句哦，不是说我们自己的意愿，是就是已经我们被神命令，我们要随时懂得谢恩。
Now, in some circumstances, yeah, like, for example, somebody's been very, very unjust to you. And of course, you don't want to say, God, well, you know, thanks for giving me this unjust person. But you can say, thank you, God, that you provided the solutions where I can love this person and I can extend grace to him. And I can appreciate that you have control of the circumstances.
比如说，如果有一个人对我们非常不公平，那我们跟神要感谢他。绝对不是感谢说啊，神啊，感谢你给了我这样一个不公平对待我的人，而是我们要跟神感谢的是说，感谢神还让我能够爱这样的一个人，而同时呢，神可以给我这个解决这样子不公的状态的办法。
Whatever circumstance you're in, and again, no matter how bad it is, you can always find something to be thankful to God about.
所以在任何再大的问题苦难之中，我们其实都可以找得到感谢神的方法。
You could be in the last stages of cancer, for example, and you've only got a few hours to live. Well, you can be thankful to God that you know, despite all the pain, that you know that you've had a wonderful life and you're going to go to heaven.
就算一个到了这个癌症末期的病人，也许就几个小时后可能就要走了，他都依然可以感谢神，给了他这样一个美好的人生，而很快的他就可以去见到神了。
Some people might even say thanks to God for giving me that cancer because it's increased or strengthened my relationship with you.
甚至有些人他会感谢神给了他得这个癌症的机会，而因为这个机会让他可以更强的与神连结。
Okay, and in the verse again, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, to give thanks is the will of God in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus, concerning you. So it is God's will that you do this.
而在加书里面呢的五章十八节讲到说呢，因为为什么可以凡事谢恩，因为神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
Okay, now I'll go back to...What was the other one we had? Thanksgiving. Okay, so we had confession, we had thanksgiving. The next step in your prayers, once you've done your thanksgiving, can be intercession. Intercession means praying on behalf of other people.
第三个在这个祷告内容的程序，第三个就是为别人而代祷。
Okay, so go to Ephesians 6:18 for this.
我们看一下以弗所书六章十八节。
We had this verse earlier talking about in the Spirit, meaning that you needed to be in fellowship. You needed the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而且这个一开始就讲说我们要因着靠着圣灵，所以我们必须在圣灵里。
We had these two terms here. One was prayer, that's from proskuneo, that's the overall generic word for prayer. And then supplication, which means more specific, relating to specific people, for example.
在圣灵里呢，我们可以祷告，同时祈求。祈求就是特别的，有目标性的为谁，或者是为什么事而祷告。
And then watching to this very thing with all perseverance. Perseverance means continuing on without stopping. And supplication for all saints. Saints means believers.
并要在此警醒不倦的，就是一直不停的为众圣徒祈求。
They are part of the body of Christ. Remember, other members, they're also in Christ as well. They're part of your family, so you should be praying for these people.
因为这些其他的这些信徒，每一个人我们都是耶稣基督的身体，所以这些人也都是相信耶稣基督的，都是耶稣基督的身体，所以你当然要为每一个这些教友们祈求。
Now you have to be a little bit careful when you pray for other people because sometimes it's very tempting, I guess, that you should be praying for other people that are suffering from some reason. And it's very easy to start praying that their solution or their problem be taken away from them.
我们要很小心啊，在代为人代祷的时候啊，我们去祈求说他的问题，比如他正在苦难中，你在为他祈求他的问题被解决。
And you should never pray that somebody's problem be taken away from them.
我们其实不应该为别人祈求他们的问题被解决。
Because remember, God has a purpose for everything, and that problem was specially designed by God, or allowed by God, to happen to that person for a reason.
因为我们记得吗？所有的苦难哦，都一定是有一个理由，神才会让它可以发生在这个人身上的。
Remember, 90% of people's problems are self-induced. They've caused their own bad problems, and now they're suffering the consequences.
而且我们要记得，95%以上的这个问题啊，这些苦难啊，都是因为人，这个人他可能下了一些错误的决定，而他在尝那个错误决定下的后果，而那个错误的决定就是不属神的决定。
The remainder of many of the problems are because God is disciplining the person because they're under divine discipline. They're not living the will of God.
而当他们是在下错误的决定的时候，他们其实会是受到神的这个管教 好，那这是很明显的，他要承担那些管教，他才能够有所学习。
Yeah, and under those circumstances, you don't want to pray that God can just give them a miracle and take away their problems, because they need those problems to happen to them in order to adjust their thinking.
所以呢，我们不能为他们祈求神说把这些问题给拿走，把这些苦难给拿走，因为他们需要有这些苦难，让他们可以去修改，才会学会修改他们的一些思考模式。
See, the problem is not the situation. The problem is their thinking is not correct.
因为这些问题不是在于他的环境的问题，而是在于他的思想的一些错误。
And so what you can do is you can pray that that person has an opportunity, you know, that God would provide somebody into their periphery, into their surroundings with a word of wisdom, or you could even be given words of wisdom and humility to explain to that person what they need to do.
所以我们可以协助他们的是为神给他们智慧，能或以及神给他们谦卑。好，甚至我们可以甚至给这些人一些智慧的建议，然后建议他的谦卑的心的态度，这些反而是对他是更有用的。
Yeah, but if God is disciplining a person, and then you are saying to God, God, please don't hurt that person so much. God might take away the pain from that person and give it to you, saying like, don't get involved in this. This is my work. Imagine you get a parent, and the parent is disciplining a child, the little brother.And now the big sister comes in, stop hitting Johnny because Johnny, da, da, da. And then the parent will say to the daughter, you keep out of this. And then the daughter keeps saying, no, you have to stop spanking Johnny. Well, she's going to get spanked, right? She would in my family. Okay, but you can't be telling God what to do in terms of God's discipline to other people.
But I think God won't listen to this person. It's also something...We should learn, right? Because the prayer won't be responded.
It won't be responded. But again, if you keep annoying God, eventually God is going to have to do something. You can't just keep praying prayers just willy-nilly. At some stage, he's going to have to teach you that this is not your business.
But Tim 说，如果我们一直在那边找神的那个麻烦，一直跟他说啊，你不要这样去处罚那个人啊什么的，搞不好那个神后来很麻，觉得你很烦，就来处罚你。
Yeah, and that's just. Okay.
我觉得神不会这么 这么坏。
Okay, that's my personal opinion, but yeah, just.
这是 Tim 他个人的想法。
Yeah, but yeah, from my understanding of how God operates, that when He is dealing out discipline, you don't want to get involved. You don't want to be involved with God's judgment.
但基本上呢，神会怎么样去做判断，我们都不应该去影响神。
Yeah, I might be able to find examples in Scripture about that, so we'll see.Yeah. Okay, so I think that's all we have time for today.
好，我们今天就差不多讲到这里。
Okay, so let's bow our heads.
好，我们来做结束祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message that you provided for us by means of your word and the Holy Spirit.
感谢天父提供我们所有你的话语，借着你的话语圣灵让我们学习。
We pray that as we apply these principles of prayer to our lives, that our prayer would become more effective.
我们祈求呢，我们学习到的这个祷告的方式，可以让我们在生活中更好的运用，而让我们的祷告更有效力。
And that we'd also appreciate so much more how we are able to approach your throne of grace and to have our prayers answered by you.
而也因此让我们的祷告呢，能够得到更多你的回应。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告，因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.